God, I believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me, and that you know me in the very depths of my identity. Free me from my interior fears and my interior doubts. Liberate me from the places that I hide from you, Lord. My shame, my past sins, and those areas that I don't remember that additionally make me have fear. Holy Spirit, come, create, renew me, redeem me in the blood of Christ. God, our Father, bestow upon us this redemptive love of Christ, your Son, the one that you sent to live, to die, to live. Help me to know only in you, Christ, am I free. Only in Jesus. Jesus, I trust that you know all of my past, but I trust that you have come to save that, to redeem that, and to heal me. All that I am and all that I wish to be is found in you, Lord. Saint Michael, our guardian angels, pray for us. Bless this night. That the proclamation of the gospel in the hearts of each of these women will be heard more profoundly, more uniquely, to the ends of the earth in their hearts. So, Jesus, we come before you. You know, the song, if you believe it, it's prophetic. But if it remains just words, like I think you're saying the words, but I don't think you believe the words. I think there's a lot of distraction. Come on, folks. How can you actually believe? Am I still a slave of fear? You know your fears. You know where they come from. They're going to sing it again, you know, just preparing. But it's one of the few songs that's first person singular. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave of fear. When God, you know, gives you the grace, you can say, I am no longer a slave. And so I invite you to sing it again if you wish, but a song is not going to heal you, but understanding the words and renouncing the lies. No one wants to go through life afraid.
From my mother's womb.
You know, the scriptures are filled with people afraid of the Lord, scribes and the Pharisees, Pilate. Pilate was afraid. It isn't necessarily God's fault, this fear. It's in our DNA in a way. But some of these experiences really from life have the impact of, where were you, Lord? Where were you? Maybe you can let the Holy Spirit lead you to that place where that question first came up in your heart. Where are you, Lord? Where are you? It's typically within you. It's not the result of someone else. It happens outside of you, but then the question is in you, because you ask, where is this loving, protective God? Uniquely, that will be a place of grace for you if you can ask the Spirit, Holy Spirit, come and create anew in there. Invite the Lord into that tonight, ladies. Invite the Lord in. See the picture, the memory. Ladies will sing another song, but I just invite you, like, what is that fear when you looked and you say, wow, now I know why I do what I do or act like I act. You will have revelation of grace. In Mark's Gospel, in chapter 5, there's a great example of fear. And they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes. And when he had come out of the boat, there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who lived among the tombs. And no one could bind him anymore, even with a chain. For he had often been bound with fetters and chains. But the chains he wrenched apart, and the fetters he broke in pieces, and no one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always crying out, bruising himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him, and crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For he had said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he begged him eagerly not to send them out of the country. Now a great herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him, "Send us to the swine, let us enter them." So he gave them leave. And the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. And the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea and were drowned in the sea. Lord, even the demons are subject to you out of fear. Even our painful memories, our doubts, our patterns of sin. Holy Spirit, come and heal us. So, ladies, you're welcome to be seated or to kneel. When you feel called, if you would like to come up and kneel on a carpet square, you don't have to wait in line, just come up, but come up the middle because they're going to cover you. But let us focus on the Blessed Sacrament. If it's hard to kneel, just the ladies will put you in chairs to my right by the piano. And my brother priest will keep hearing confessions.